The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial.
G'day, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garimpero columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers podcast. And we've got a bit of a change of scenery for us today. We're heading into Queensland, specifically in the Charters Towers, Ravenswood district, inland from Townsville, and a bit further south down at inland from Gladstone, where there's another interesting project, all owned by Sunshine Metals. Trades under the code SHN. Last sale was 1.4 cents for a market cap of a little more than 17 million. So nice leverage there to the upside, the exploration upside, that is. And that's just what the company's doing at a project as we speak, Coronation Copper Gold, potentially high grade project not far from the historic Hi-Re Reward Mine. But before we do that, with this one, I just want to get a backtrack a bit, because there has been quite a bit of consolidation and refocusing of the exploration efforts in Queensland. And to bring us up to speed on that first, we have Damien Keyes, the MD, with us. G'day, Damien.
G'day, Barry.
Hey, David, I just mentioned that I think it'd be worthwhile just to backtrack a bit before we jump into what you're up to now and give us a feel for just what's gone on in the last 12 months in terms of ground consolidation.
Yeah, certainly, Barry. We've been pretty busy up in the Ravenswood Charters Towers district in North Queensland. We're a Townsville-based explorer, so Queensland-based, Queensland-focused, and that gives us a real opportunity, particularly in that Ravenswood Charters Towers district. It's an hour and a half out the highway from where we are. The district itself is a prolific district, historic district that's produced 20 million ounces of gold and 14 million tonnes worth of VMS material, so volcanogenic massive sulphide. And that VMS material has primarily come from two main centres. That's the old Thalanga zinc copper gold lead system and the Hi-Re Reward copper gold, high-grade copper gold system. So we've been actively putting together a significant land holding in that district over the past 2.5 years. We've now put together about 1,770 square kilometres of highly prospective tenure for those VMS systems and, of course, for the gold in the district as well, primarily the Breccia-hosted gold. We've done that in 2.5 years for about just over $3.5 million cash, and that's not only given us a big land holding, but it's given us a significant resource base. So we've got about a 5 million tonne, 12% zinc equivalent VMS resource. That's largely at the Liontown prospect, and that was part of a recent acquisition of the Greater Liontown project from the administrators to Red River Resources.
So it's an interesting one. The region we're talking about, some big names, big mine names, Bujingo and Ravenswood and Mount Wright and Charters Towers, Mount Lation, Thalanga, I can go on. Do you think it gives you a bit of a competitive advantage, say, compared to your WA peers in this ability to actually consolidate what looks like prime exploration ground?
Yeah, we saw an opportunity when we were initially out looking at where we wanted to focus. So Queensland is a place that time's forgotten, exploration's forgotten, certainly, since about the mid-90s. This district is not immune from that. There was a real gold rush of sorts in the 90s. Mount Lation Mine was up and running and producing at a rate of Knox Charters Towers. And then those VMS systems were being discovered and mined at the time. So Hi-Re was mined in the 90s. And Thalanga really kicked off then too. Since the 90s, there's been a real lack of exploration in the district, and certainly concerted exploration. We do think we've got a significant advantage here in that we've been able to pull together a big lease holding that is highly prospective, and it's certainly something you wouldn't be able to do in WA in a district.
Yeah, it's a big ground position, isn't it? Big ground position for a company with a market cap of just more than 17 million. Okay, now, on top of all that, you've raised some money recently, so you're getting active on the ground. Let's talk about one that you've just announced recently to the exchange, your drilling program that kicks off at Coronation, the copper gold, the VMS project you've got near Highway Reward.
I guess to step down the road to Highway Reward, so 2.5 kilometres from Coronation is this historic mine, Highway Reward. Now, it was 4 million tonnes mined at about 5.5% copper and 1.1 grams gold. So significant copper gold resource in anyone's book, and I guess a modern analogue for that, a recent analogue, would be the DeGrussa copper gold mine in WA, and that turned Sandfire from a junior explorer to a genuine mid-tier pretty rapidly.
Of international scale now too, yeah.
Yeah, so similar scale, similar grades. So we're exploring a prospect called Coronation. It's 2.5 kilometres to the north, and we're looking for massive sulfide pipes. So that was Highway Reward, was a series of massive sulfide pipes. Now, there were a bunch of pathfinders around those massive sulfides. There was quartz barite veining that had gold enrichment at surface. We're seeing quartz barite veining at Coronation with gold up to 13.8 grams a tonne. We're looking for massive sulfide pipes. So we're testing a gravity survey completed in 2020, delineated six strong gravity anomalies, and where the inference is that those should look like massive sulfide pipes. So we're layering up the evidence. We've got soil anomalism for copper and lead zinc, and we've also got some historic 1980 vintage IP anomalism that coincides with these gravity pipes. So they're really exciting targets, where our first campaign is looking to drill 8 or 9 holes at Coronation, testing half a dozen of these pipes, these pipe targets. So the rig's mobilised to site and is active at the moment, and we will be reporting on the findings from Coronation as information comes to hand.
Genuine geological analogue, but I was just wondering, has what you've been able to see at surface or sample at surface, is that been any help, or are you talking about a cover?
No, we can see it is pastoral country, so we are seeing small amounts of subcrop throughout the area, and we have sampled quartz barite veining running up to about 13.8 grams per ton on the southeastern margin of the target zone. So we're pretty excited about the potential. Certainly gold in the system, and we're hoping we can uncover a bit more depth.
And as far as we know, these six anomalies you'll be testing, they've never been drilled before?
No, so there's 5 holes in the district. They didn't have the advantage of the gravity survey to straighten those holes up, and none of the 5 holes drilled intersect any of the gravity anomalies. The historic holes do show a significant barite veining, though, at depth. So there's one hole that we consider a near miss, or we're hoping is a near miss, and it has 6 metres at about 9% barium in the hole. So we think all of this points towards these things being fantastic targets, and the good science is done, and a smattering of luck, hopefully we can make a new discovery at Coronation.
A day in ancient hands, the market can be very impatient on these things, and they'll be saying, oh, so when can we see assay results?
We've actually had recent turnaround time in Queensland, so we'd expect to see our first results in about 3 weeks' time.
Okay.
These targets, the gold will presumably be associated with quartz barite veining, and the copper should be quite visual. So we will be putting out an update of a progress update in the next couple of weeks.
The program at Coronation itself will take how long, and then what you're holding onto the rig and moving it to some other prospects in the area. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the program at Coronation should take us about another week of drilling time, and then the rig will move down to Liontown. So Liontown, when we acquired the asset in May, we looked through the data and saw there was actually 25 diamond holes that hadn't been logged at the time, or were in various states between logging assays at the lab and assays hadn't been released. And we've now worked our way through those outstanding drill holes, and they produced some outstanding results. So we saw numbers like, we had numbers like 8.1 meters at 10.7 grams gold. What else have we got in here? There's 7 meters at about 5 grams gold as well. So we had significant intersections. We released those as they came to hand through June, July. And what that did was it actually, most of those holes targeted at copper gold rich footwall to a broader zinc copper gold lead system. So the copper and gold rich footwall, the lode historically was mined as the Carrington lode, and we'll be going back and taking this drill rig off Coronation when it's done and moving down to Liontown to do some further testing to try and extend the mineralization in the Carrington lode in particular. We've got a resource at Liontown itself, Liontown and Liontown East, of about 4 million tonnes of VMS ore at about 11% recoverable zinc equivalent. So it's a significant system in its own right. I guess the global resource we purchased, the 5 million tonnes at 12%, zinc is the dominant mineral. In terms of gold, that'd equate to about 780,000 ounces at 4.9 grams gold. So just to put in perspective, zinc, this is a high-grade resource that we've picked up, and there's obvious growth potential on the east and west edges of the resource, and we're intending to extend that resource certainly with the next phase of drilling and into 2024.
Just as an aside, I'll mention that Liontown Lithium, now subject of a $6 billion takeover, over in the west, started out looking for copper and gold in that part of the world. So
they did indeed, yeah.
What would you consider to be sort of critical mass at Liontown to get a start thinking about process our development options?
Yeah, well, we've said from the outset with this acquisition that we'd take a three-year approach to growing the resource base and treating it as an exploration project and a development project for the next 3 years. I guess we've taken that approach because we do want to build that critical mass. So we'd be looking in the order of the 8 to 10 million tonnes of ore before we'd like to get to a decision point on production. That aside, there is mining lease applications, advanced mining lease applications over 90% of the resource at the moment. So we have got that operational flexibility to push the button and progress that should we get to that number sooner.
We're not talking outback WA here, so you are plenty of access to rail and road and, well, even treatment options in that part of the world. Just run through some of the infrastructure benefits of that location.
As I mentioned from the outset, we're based in Townsville. Townsville's a city of about 200,000 people these days. It's got a concentrate export port, a zinc refinery, a copper refinery, and the government are investing heavily in critical minerals in the area, which is also significant. We're on Charters Towers itself, is on the road out to Mount Isa, so another huge historic mining district, and in doing so has a rail line that passes through the project itself. So we've got potential access to rail, certainly water with the Burdekin Dam being relatively close. Water isn't an issue in the north, and there's certainly access to power as well. And in fact, the Queensland government, the Copper String power corridor that's going to run between Mount Isa and Townsville, that the government, Queensland government, have just invested in heavily, actually runs through the project area as well. So we're really well set up from an infrastructure point of view. The project, the bulk of the Liontown project is about 35 kilometres south of Charters Towers. And there's access to a regional workforce that are well-versed in the mining game. And there's good all-weather access to site as well. So we're really well set from an infrastructure point of view. From a company point of view, we can service the project easily as well.
Plenty of news flow there to come from Coronation and Liontown. Are there some others that you might be testing?
Yeah, so part of the consolidation, we have a farming arrangement with a London-listed explorer called Rockfire Resources at the Lighthouse tenements. They're contiguous with the rest of the project out at Ravenswood. And there's a 50,000 ounce shallow gold resource at a prospect called Plateau. It's shallow. It's a breccia pipe gold target, so not dissimilar to a Mount Lation or a Mount Wright. Mount Lation was 3.5 million ounce position, and Mount Wright was 1 million ounce breccia pipe. These are typically large tonnage systems. Outright was mined with a sub-level cave. Plateau has got a 50,000 ounce resource. There's one corner of the breccia pipe that hasn't seen a drill hole. Has soil anomalism and rock chip anomalism over the top. So our next phase of drilling after the Liontown, the footwall of the Liontown system, will be to move to the northeast corner of the Plateau breccia pipe and test that. And we've also got a shear zone hosted target just to the east of Plateau at Cardigan Dam. In Cardigan Dam, we've seen rock chip samples. The area we're testing will be between two rock chip samples that essentially went 59.5 grams a tonne. At the other end of the shear zone, we had a 10 gram per tonne sample. The guys have been active on ground mapping, so they'll be out there drilling that as part of this phase of drilling too. So we've got about 6 weeks of drilling all up. It should be pretty high impact. Any of these four targets could be real game changers for Sunshine. And we're really excited about the news flow that'll stem from it.
At the same time, Triumph down there inland from Gladstone, there's a resource there. What's the forward plan there?
Yeah, so Triumph was our initial project that we got our teeth into, a fantastic gold project down in central Queensland. We've put 120,000 ounce resource down there, shallow. So I believe 90% of the resource is less than 100 metres depth. And it's on predominantly in a zone called the Southern Corridor. The Southern Corridor is about a 5 kilometre long zone. Where we've got magnetic destruction and elevated geochem anomalism. So both good indicators that the structure will continue. And we've tested about 20% of that southern corridor to date. So there's certainly room to grow that resource. Triumph, with the acquisition of the Greater Liontown project, Triumph is kind of taking a little bit of a back seat for the moment.
Bit of a breather.
Just a breather while we do some work on some of the high impact targets at Greater Liontown.
Okay, Damien, you've outlined extreme news flow in the coming months. So we might be repeating ourselves here, but I think it's always a good idea just to leave investors with a bit of a feel for what sort of signposts they should be looking out for in the next 3 to 6 months.
Absolutely. So we've got multiple targets we're testing in this first up drill campaign. So Coronation with the gravity anomalies, the gravity anomalies with the coincident geochem and IP anomalism that we're testing at the moment. The program takes a week. The rig moves over to Liontown onto a copper and gold-rich footwall to a bigger VMS system. And we'll be looking to extend on some of those numbers, like 8 meters at 10.7 grams gold in the copper-rich footwall at Carrington. The rig then keeps on moving over to the Lighthouse Farming Ground, where we test the Plateau and Cardigan Dam gold systems. So plenty of news flow that takes us deep into October. I haven't actually mentioned, but we'll be putting out a resource update for Liontown in December, and that resource update. So as I mentioned, there were the 25 diamond holes that we inherited as part of the acquisition, and furthermore, the last resource was updated in March 2020 at Liontown. Subsequent drilling has there's a further 96 holes that have been drilled since that last resource. So there's another 18,000 metres of drilling to go into the resource model. We expect that resource will certainly convert a significant portion of the resource from inferred to indicated, which will also help with future scoping studies and the like. So that's news flow for December. So we've got a busy run through to the end of the year, plenty of drilling, resource updates, and no doubt bits and pieces of other field work that will all merge into give us a nice run of news through to the end of the year.
That's everything investors would want in a company trading 1.4 cents with a market cap of 17 million and a nice mix of commodities there as well. Good luck with it all, David. Just before you go, are you originally a Queensland boy yourself?
No, I've spent a bit of everywhere. Had a bit of time in WA, but the Vic lad who made his way out to Mount Isa as a graduate.
So you're not a paid-up member of the North Queensland Cowboys?
Well, I am a paid-up member of the North Queensland Cowboys. I've managed to become
well done.
Dual codal in my... yeah, certainly love my Aussie rules, but don't mind the North Queensland Cowboys either.
Yeah. What's your Aussie rules team?
I'm a very happy magpie.
Oh, well, it's going to be a big year for you, hopefully on the football front and the exploration front. So with that, Damien, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated. You're watching with interest.
Thanks, Barry.
Cheers.